And this is a dictation for Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Dickman, D-I-C-K-M-A-N, February 1158, addresses a letter to Dr. Lobert, L-O-U-B as in boy, E-R-T, at PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lobert, follow up for Mrs. Dickman, who has renal failure, CHF, last visit in May, comes accompanied by caregiver in person, morbid obesity, oxygen 24 hour 3 liters, weight at home in the 288, supposed to do salt fluid restrictions, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. There has been no recent syncope or falling episode, a stable dyspnea at rest and or activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies sleep apnea, no leg ulcers, stable edema, uses a wheelchair, medication list review, the only change is being off the metolazone. I'm going to highlight Aldactone, Lasix on magnesium replacement. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 116.62 on the left side. JVD, no gross respiratory distress, distant breath sounds but no localized RAL wheezes, aortic systolic murmur, best heard on the right upper chest, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, 2-3 plus edema bilateral below the knees, weakness but no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry in June, creatinine 2.9, which is progressive over time. Present GFR 16, stage 4-5, low sodium 134, normal potassium, elevated by carbonate probably from respiratory failure, respiratory acidosis and diuretics. Poor control diabetes 241, normal calcium, normal albumin, minor increased phosphorus, normal magnesium. Liver function test has not been elevated, anemia 11.5, and normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4-5. I discussed with her the meaning of advanced renal failure. We need to start preparing and thinking about dialysis. We discussed the different modalities, including at-home CAPD, at-home hemodialysis, in-center hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula. She's very familiar with this because of brother-in-law was on dialysis, a patient of mine. We start dialysis based on symptoms. I don't see an indication for dialysis today. There is no uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has a stable volume overload. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours. Next number, COPD. Next number, dilated cardiomyopathy. Continuous salt fluid restriction. Next number, elevated bicarbonate, live respiratory failure and diuretics. Next number, known to have aortic stenosis. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, has not required treatment. Monitor iron, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. She is going to attend the class for this dialysis. She understands the need for an AV fistula. We will do chemistry in every 2-week basis. I did not change pressing medications. Come back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. End of dictation.